staying in Asia for a moment, until now, playing tennis in Thailand was a little bit like playing cricket in Cleveland. People have heard of it, but may not know the rules. That may be changing now that Thailand is hosting its first-ever Association of Tennis Professionals tournament. Some of the world's top-ranked players have entered, but the big attraction may be a star from the Thai kingdom. Parandorn Sichanpan. From Bangkok, Dwali Zhengtao has this report.
Parandorn Sichanpan's dreams are coming true. He said he's always wanted to play tennis in front of thousands of his countrymen, and this week he did. Today, it seems Thai people can't get enough of this 24-year-old. They love his smile, they beg for his autographs, but ask them if they understand his game, and chances are, they won't have a clue.
People don't know tennis, but they know Parandorn.
That's Brian Markar, managing director of BEC Taro Entertainment, one of the key sponsors of the Thai Open. His company is hoping that Parandorn's success as Asia's number one tennis player will elevate the sport to heights never seen before in Thailand and Asia.
I think in the world everybody loves champions, but in Thailand we love champions. We've only had boxing champions, so everybody follows Parandorn.
Roger Crutchley agrees. He is the sports editor of the Bangkok Post, and he says everybody in Thailand is now interested in tennis, even though he's found that most Thais don't understand the rules of the game. All week, television commentators have been explaining how tennis is scored during the live broadcast of the Thai Open. Crutchley says Parandorn is bigger than tennis.
He has transcended the tennis fan. He has become above just tennis. He is a national icon.
Actually, Super Ball, as he is affectionately known to his fans, is regarded as Thailand's national hero. Last year, he was also awarded a diplomatic passport. And when he won his first ATP trophy in New York, he returned home to give it to Thailand's revered king, Phumipon Adunyadej. Parandorn recalls how nervous he was visiting the king.
First time, just listening and then not trying to talk a lot of things. But the second time, we have like good conversation.
Parandorn is likely to bring home more trophies in his career, but some critics say if Super Bowl is to reach his greatest potential as a tennis player, he should be coached by someone other than his father, Chanachai. Again, Roger Crutchley.
A lot of people feel that maybe it's time to hand over the reins, but it's the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't try and fix it.
But Crutchley worries that Parandorn isn't able to focus completely on tennis because of the many Thai businesses that want Parandorn to endorse their products.
It's got an upside and a downside. Obviously, it's great to have the sponsors who provide the money. The downside is that he has to do a lot of promotional work for them, and this can be very distracting if he's got important tennis games.
But Parandorn says he understands the business.
You know, I start tennis since I was born, that because my brother is also playing tennis. He's the one that managed everything on the court, off the court, and I think he did a great job, and I don't think it's going to change anything because he's the one who got me here.
Thai people admire this filial piety, and that's one reason why they like Parandorn. He's loyal to his father, and he's loyal to the game and to Thailand. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau at the first ever Thai Open in Bangkok.